Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marty Griffin, The Great Divide, brothers and sisters, my kids, live learning with live teachers at home 2 days a week. Live learning with live teachers in the afternoon, in school, 2 days a week. Sports, tutors that we pay for. My kids will not fail. I will not allow them to fail. They have the tools to succeed. In the district in Mount Lebanon, we have access to those tools. Conversely, in urban schools, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Aliquippa, hundreds of thousands of minority students are hosed, man. You know, in Philly, they say that nearly half of the African-American students have no computer or no access to learn. Disgusting. So the gap gets wider. Pittsburgh public schools today, thousands of those kids either don't have access to high-speed internet or don't have a device. And the beat goes on and the gap widens. You talk about racism. You talk about inequities. You can yell and scream all you want about a Trump sign, but I'm talking about where the rubber meets the road, where these young kids are getting screwed, man, big time, where these great minds are being left behind because folks don't give a damn or they're not paying attention. It scares me, man. It scares me. Already, the divide between white students in the suburbs and minority students in the city schools, the SAT divide, 700 points. Wow. It's not right, man. And COVID made it worse. How do I know this? Because I talked to the parents, and they're scared like I am. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
This is a horrible situation, is it not, Susan?
It absolutely is.
And this is happening in your district in Aliquippa. Tell our listeners what's going on.
Okay, Marty, thank you for having me on. Thank you for allowing me to have a voice this morning. I am an Aliquippa resident. I lived in Aliquippa for about 20 years now. I'm an active community member. While my children do not attend Aliquippa School District, I am highly involved in the city. And it wasn't until I saw a Facebook post from a young man who's 16 and an honor roll student, and he cried out on Facebook saying that he's failing. He went from honor roll to failing because they are not getting live instruction. They're getting 15 minutes per class where they're permitted to ask the teacher questions. And it's just not working. Aliquippa is using a cookie cutter approach, and it's not working. We are failing our kids.
Wow. So in every other district, where either the kids are getting live teachers or in-class instruction, Aliquippa is getting none of that. None of it.
Correct. Now, we have several honor school students. Since I've been posting on Facebook about, you know, we need to get together, I've been told that some parents like it, and that's great. That's beautiful. We're not given any options, though. We have honor roll students. We have one young man who has no internet access in his home for whatever reason, whatever the reason is. So the school's aware of it, and they've allowed him to come to school to access the internet. Beautiful. But what about after 3 o'clock? What about on Fridays when they're not required to report and he's not allowed to come on Fridays? What about the weekend when he does have no internet access? Now, whose fault is that? Whose problem is that? I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not an educator. I admire people who go into teaching. I admire our school district. I like our school board, but we got to do better. If we fail one kid, we fail them all.
Well, Susan, let's keep it real. The test scores in the Aliquippa schools are bad going in, right?
Correct.
Yes,
ma'am. And now they're worse. So this
little group of parents that likes this, and I don't know why the hell they would like this, who likes this, that's their problem. The problem is...
That's fine. If that works for you, that's fine. Like, my daughter goes to a charter school, and you have 4 or 5 options. You could come in 2 days a week. You could stay home all week. But it's live instruction. Now, one advantage that my child has over many other students in Aliquippa is we have a two-parent home. You know, husband's on disability.
Right.
He's home. He's there to push his daughter. You know, we have some students that don't even have parents, being raised by their grandparents or their uncles. You know, and everybody got to work in Aliquippa. We're a low-income community, and we got to work. We have parents that can't even make the school board meeting tonight because they got to work 12 hours today.
Mm.
So they can't even come have a voice. So I want to be that voice for them, you know, and it's not about pointing fingers. It's not about laying blame. It's about we need to do better.
Well, this is a disaster.
You've had the entire summer to do something, and this is what you come up with. It's not working. So my concern is, okay, we know administration is aware, but are they aware of the big picture? Or, you know, the complaints might be stopped at the secretary at the desk. You don't know. She's forwarding an email.
Hold on, Susan. Hold on. So what I'm seeing is glaring. Why is it that the urban districts, Pittsburgh, Aliquippa, Wilkinsburg, don't seem to get it with the kids that need service the most, whereas the suburban districts, Mount Lebanon, Fox Chapel, seem to get it? Why is it? Why does it seem that the kids that were underserved before the pandemic are still underserved now, Susan? That's what bothers me.
Right. And I'm sure it's all going to boil down to money. It's going to boil down to, you know, we're saving money by not doing X and Z and Y. Like, all our aides have been let go. You know what I mean? So just the teachers report to school and do what they do. And again, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not pointing fingers, but what we're doing is not working. We have a kid on the football team. Okay, he's not an outstanding student. His mother admits that. He's lazy. He is 6'5", 300 pounds, and has played one game because he's been ineligible the entire first 9 weeks of school.
Because he has no one to teach him.
Correct. Okay, now, they might say he's lazy, whatever. Okay, that's fine. Let's say that. But Aliquippa should want these kids to succeed because it looks better.
You can't toss a kid aside. You can't just say to hell with him, he's lazy. Come on, man.
Yeah, our kids are not throwaway kids.
My God.
Period.
Hang on, Susan, all right? Hang on.
All right.
Is this as good as it gets? No, really. And what about the special needs kids? The kids with the IEP programs, individual education programs. They're going to learn from a video. Ain't happening. We got to do better. And why is it that the urban districts, minority-based districts, Wilkinsburg, Aliquippa, Pittsburgh, why their kids get the shaft? Why? The gap widens, folks. This is scary stuff. Give me a yell. How do we fix this? We care. 866-391-1020. Triple A traffic went through the power of Bowser Chevrolet. Hey, Kath. Talking about Aliquippa schools, and parents are demanding live teachers. Oh, what a reach. You know they don't have live teachers. They have videos. What about the special needs students? And check this out. Before the pandemic, Aliquippa schools, according to School Digger, ranked 586th of 610 Pennsylvania schools. 586 of 610. Aliquippa School District, according to NEESH, 14% of the students proficient in math and reading. 14%. Man. Susan, that's frightening, isn't it?
Very frightening, and I didn't even realize that was the number. I knew it was bad. I didn't think it was that bad.
I mean, so... This only makes matters worse. What do you want for the students?
I want them to be given options. I want the parents to be given options. Okay, you can do this. You could come in 2 days. You're home 3 days. You can have live, definitely live teaching if you're at home. It's a must. It's a must. Now, whether the kids are present, whether they're tuned in, whether they're tuned out, that's on them. Now that's on them. You. I don't know about you, Marty, but when I was in school, you know, I mean, I wasn't a great student.
Same.
You know, I'm not an educator.
Same.
You know, I emailed my daughter's teachers. I said, listen, I need help. I can't do this. I'm incapable of helping my child. What do we do? And there's plans in place for her. You know what I mean? So now these students, you know, again, some of them are from single-parent homes. I have one friend who has 6 children, 5 of them at home learning, all different ages, kindergarten on up to a junior. You don't think she's pulling her hair out?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I have another parent who reached out to me. She has a kindergartner and a senior. Can you imagine that? And she got to work 12 hours a day.
Oh.
You know, and let's go back to the young man with no internet. He's an AP student.
Oh,
he's an honors student. He's taking classes at CCBC.
Nice.
Why does this kid not have internet?
This
is insane to me.
And Susan, we didn't even get into the IEP students. They're really shafted, right?
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up because the needs. Now, one thing where Aliquippa is at fault, they are not meeting the needs of that student's IEP, period. They're not meeting the needs because there's requirements that need met. Okay, and I don't have all the numbers and all the statistics, but there's requirements that need met. You're going to take a kid who's been an IEP student since, what, fifth, sixth grade, now all of a sudden, here, read this, and then you have 15 minutes to ask me a question?
My God.
That's crazy.
So what do they do? Is it just, Susan, is it just like a template where they plug in a video, and I watch that stupid video, I'm supposed to learn from that?
Correct. And then you have 15 minutes. You can ask questions. Now, let's say student is in that 15 minutes. Can that teacher handle 20 kids asking questions in 15 minutes?
Well, and by the way, these are kids that are already at only 14% are at level.
Correct.
Oh.
Correct.
Oh.
Correct.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Steven,
go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
Man. You know, I'm glad Susan asked me to be a part of this morning because I'm doing some research, I've done some talking, I've done some listening,
yes,
and I'll be there tonight, you know, at a school board meeting. Matter of fact, I'm packing my car up right now. I'm an Aliquippa alum, 24 years in the military, I'm retired.
Nice.
I now act as an agency training officer in my daily work with the federal government.
Nice.
And I'm appalled, man. I'm about to cry, for real.
Right.
Because I care. I'm not saying that other people don't care, but, you know, I work with a nonprofit, and like you said earlier, at-risk kids need to be treated at first.
Right on.
It can't be cookie cutter.
No.
It can't be, okay, well, like you use Mount Lebanon. You can't. Legislators don't get. It's totally different. We already alluded to the fact, you know, that there's an income ratio there.
Yes, sir.
So the tax base isn't there. But
yes,
who do we reach out to? Where do we go to get the resources?
Man. We got to get in the middle of this, Steve. This is a disaster.
I'll be there. I'm packing my car right now as we speak. You know what I mean? And I'll be there front and center. And I'm not there to accuse anyone. I'm not there to, you know, minimize what they've done. Maybe they've done the best way that they could, but as a community, we got to get better.
Well, these kids have to have the same resources that every kid in the state has. And if they don't,
exactly,
then that's institutional racism.
I mean, you know, that's where I was going, and that's what it is. This is not Aliquippa. It's like, you know, McKeesport, you know, the clergy. It's all of them.
It is.
And if people can't see that,
it is.
You know, that's the elephant in the room.
It is.
How was a child with a median income of $36,000 supposed to be able to close the gap with someone who's $75,000, $80,000?
I can't. I can't answer the question. It's a great phone call.
But it's a great question.
No, it's legit, man. It's legit.
You don't know where to go get the money at.
It's an American tragedy. I gotta take a break. Hey, Susan, can you call back at 10:35?
Yeah.
Please do. It's important to me. We got to stay with this. Got to take a break. You got that right. It's Ask the Expert. The best out there, Lance O'Brien with MediConnect. This is an important time, Lance, is it not, with this Medicare enrollment period? Tell folks why, sir.
Well, big reason that Medicare, you know, gives this opportunity of the annual enrollment period is because the plans change every single year. The Medicare Advantage plans, the prescription plans, and actually this morning's been super busy. And the big question we've been getting a lot is around prescription drugs, you know, and what people need to really understand is that it's not just the prescriptions they take, but every formulary is different. So every carrier looks at the prescription differently, right? And then you got to take into the pharmacy you go to. So that's really been a big question this morning.
And with the politics, folks are worried they could lose their health care altogether. This is a confusing time, sir.
It really is. And I'm actually glad you brought that up because there was actually sweeping legislation this year related to insulin and drugs. And now people can get coverage on their insulin through the donut hole, which that's a big thing. But one thing people need to understand is not every local carrier is participating in that legislation. So they want to make sure they're on the plan that's going to cover their insulin the best.
It's good stuff, brother. Tell folks you have guys standing by right now. What's the best way to get them, man?
888-818-6334. That's 888-818-6334. They can go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com.
Thanks, my friend. It is important stuff. All right. I was talking about the schools. And this is an American tragedy. And what's happening in Aliquippa is a microcosm of what's happening across America. And I use the largest school district in Pennsylvania with several hundred thousand students, Philadelphia, as an example. They did a recent study suggesting that in the inner city, the minority students, nearly half, folks, so well over 100,000 kids, have no access to either the electronics, right, the iPad, or high-speed internet. So they're not learning at all during COVID. And in Aliquippa, Susan Cable called and said, our kids aren't getting live teachers. The special needs kids have no hope. And this is a recipe for disaster. Susan, how could we help you to fix this? What do we need to do?
I don't know, Marty. We're going to be at the school board meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. We need, like, this is a no-excuses event.
That's right.
This is, you got to be there.
Right.
You got, you know, and if I'm standing there alone, I'm standing there alone. I'm good with it either way, and I'm going to hold the school board accountable. We're going to be at every school board meeting until change is met. And I don't know the answer at all, but I know what's happening right now is not working. It's failing our kids. And yes, you want to hold kids accountable, but they're just shoving homework at them and homework and homework and homework. Or you're 3 days late. Piling on homework is not helping.
Oh, no, there's no way. Come on.
Yeah, we have another young man who's an honors student, and he needs to be in a certain percentile to receive money from one of his college choices. We're talking like $50,000.
Wow.
Okay. And there's a book he's required to read that he just can't get with it. And the teachers, like, I don't know if they're crying out for help or not, but you're really going to hold this kid back because he can't get with Beowulf. Like, that's what you're going to do. He's going to lose all this money from this college because he can't get that percentile up. Like, that's insane to me. And yes, you want to hold kids accountable because they're going to be adults one day. You can't go into work and say, oh, hey, I'm sorry I didn't finish my work. You know, I need three more days. But at the end of the day, they're kids. They are children.
I'm with you.
And it's... Yeah, and, you know, you can't do that.
You
can't do that.
So you folks know, using my kids as an example, they have live teachers on camera at home, then 2 days a week, and then 2 days a week they have live teachers in the classroom at school. We have tutors for them. My wife is there, or I'm there. Someone's always there, and we help with the instruction. A lot of these kids have no live teacher. The special needs kids have no live teacher, and that's a disaster. And they get a 15-minute video? That's how they're supposed to learn?
A 15-minute, question and answer with the teacher. The rest of the class, I want to say 45 minutes, is reading a video or watching a video or listening to a video or something like that.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I want to get John Lynn. Thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, the worst part about that is it's not even structured. Like, these kids have all day to do it. So they wake up.
Oh.
They wake up, and what they see is all of these assignments that are assigned for the whole day from every class. And then they have to decide which one they're going to do first, what's the most important, because they're not sitting in a class. They're not sitting, you know, at a desk. There's no structure at all, other than you have to have your homework done by midnight, the day that it's due. And the way they're doing it is it gets assigned, and then you have 3 days to do it. Well, what happens is they get a little bit behind. So now instead of working on the work when the day on its assigned day, they're working from their to-do list because that's what's due that day.
Oh, my gosh.
So they are playing from behind, and there's no days off. They get homework assigned every single day of the week, because if a teacher decides to assign homework on Thursday, it's due Saturday. If it's assigned Friday, it's due Sunday. So they don't even have the weekends to try to catch up.
And there's no live teacher to help them.
No live teachers. There's no live teachers. It is all videos or Google this, or here's your words to look up. Look them up on the dictionary.com or
by the way, Jonathan, this is akin to taking 22 kids, throwing them in the middle of a field, throwing a playbook on the 50-yard line, and saying you have a football game Friday night. Go for it, kids, right?
Yeah, and I have football players, so they would probably do better with that than what they're doing now.
Wow.
Because half of the subjects they're not interested in.
Absolutely.
So at least when there's live
absolutely
teachers, they have to pay
absolutely
attention.
Absolutely.
But to just say, like, hey, teach yourself this, when they don't even really care about what it is. I mean, these are teenagers.
I'm with you.
This is things that we expect out of college students.
I'm with you.
And even the college students are sitting in class.
No, I'm with you.
Even the college students have some live instruction.
And by the way, gentlemen, this is already a district that's struggling, ranked 586 of 610 districts. So you're just making it harder.
Oh, it's awful. And I'm going to be real honest. I have two high schoolers. They're good kids. They're good students.
Sure.
They are struggling.
Can you hang in there? Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right. I got to take a break. Susan and Jonathan, who has two kids in the system, this is not the America I'm buying into. How about you? There's no equity here, is there? You know, this story about Aliquippa is repeating itself in Pittsburgh. Kids in the Pittsburgh public schools are suffering like you can't believe. Not learning anything. They're getting crushed. And find someone who gives a damn. We better. You know, these kids, because of their age, have very little chance of getting, if they get COVID, very little chance of getting very sick or being hospitalized, and certainly a very remote chance of dying. But we're killing them, because we're not providing them an opportunity to learn. And that's the damn truth. Jonathan has two kids in the Aliquippa schools. That's right, isn't it? We're killing these kids.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're stopping them from the growth that they would have gotten, especially because we ended the last year with barely anything.
Wow.
And then thought this year starting that it was going to be better. And my husband and I were under the assumption that there was going to be live learning.
Right.
And then when it started, there was none. It's all pre-recorded, pre-lesson planned. You know, yes, you can reach out to a teacher, but that takes a kid I had to make my kids.
No, I'm with you.
Call your teacher right now. Like, email your teacher right now. Kids don't have that initiative.
Oh, no.
Especially when they're not face-to-face in
right
a
on
school.
Right on. And check this out. The COVID rate of infection in schools is dramatically low. So what's their excuse for not bringing your kids back to class with their teachers? If they see the numbers, they know that what I'm saying is true. What's the excuse?
I haven't heard a good excuse.
See? I can't be more grateful for your input. You were so spot on. I feel for you, and I'm right in the middle of this now, and I'm thankful. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me.
Got to get as many people as you can to that school board meeting. And I got to follow up with both Susan and Jonathan and others. Hey, Tony, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
You know what? Now, I may be ignorant because like in that area, that school district, it could be this way. But my kids go to Kiski, and, you know, I have them up. They're up at 6:30 in the morning, and their class starts at like 7:45. And I make sure that they are online, and it is all live. So they do it at home. I have two kids at home in middle school and high school, and then my other two are in college. But my wife is a teacher in Lower Borough, and she has the problem with where, you know, some kids are doing it online and some are at home. And then if they choose to, they say, well, if they're supposed to be at school, they don't decide to go that day. Then they say, well, I'm just going to stay home and do it online. And then the parents aren't there and the kids don't go online.
Oh, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. Thank you. You're right. Susan, I'm in on this with you. You got to let me know how it goes tonight. We got to bring you back.
Okay, I just want to add one more thing if I could.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
I know COVID isn't going anywhere.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now what are we going to do? And usually we have a saying in Aliquippa. It's called Aliquippa versus everybody.
Yeah.
But now we need everybody with Aliquippa. We need people. We need support. We need, you know, anybody, alumni, whoever cares. You know, this is a relentless activity. It's about to happen. I'm not done after tonight. I told the young man on the Facebook post that I'm in this till it changes. And I have to be, because if not me, then who?
I'll do anything I can to help, my friend. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you for giving us the time and the platform.
Man, it makes me sad. It's scary. Man, that could be your kid or kids.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.